This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Chief Justice of India CJI Sanjeev Khanna has constituted a three-member committee as part of the in-house inquiry to probe the allegation against Justice Yashwant Verma. The three-member committee comprises Justice Sheel Nagu, Chief Justice of the Punjab and Haryana High Court, Justice G.S. Sandhvalia, Chief Justice of the High Court of Himachal Pradesh, and Justice Anu Sivaraman of Karnataka High Court. The CJI has also asked the Chief Justice of the High Court of Delhi not to assign any judicial work to Justice Yashwant Verma. Media reports had earlier said that a fire at the judge's house had inadvertently led to the recovery of unaccounted cash. India has doubled its gross domestic product or GDP in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by International Monetary Fund, IMF, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon, as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the United States' GDP grew by 66% and China's GDP grew by 44% during the same period. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export effective from 1st of April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have softened following expected arrival of Rabi crops in good quantities. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the Rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market prices in coming months. The export duty of 20% had been in place from 13th of September last year to ensure domestic availability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the country's commitment to conserving water and promoting sustainable development on World Water Day today. In a social media post, he shared a video highlighting the importance of water conservation. He emphasized that water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stressed the need to protect it for future generations.
संसार में जल ही हर एक जीव के जीवन का आधार और जल ही सबसे बड़ा संसाधन भी इसलिए तो हमारे पूर्वजों ने जल संरक्षण के लिए इतना जोर दिया वेदों से लेकर पुराणों तक हर जगह पानी बचाने को तालाब सरोवर आदि बनवाने को मनुष्य का सामाजिक और आध्यात्मिक कर्तव्य बताया गया.
Union Minister of Industries Piyush Goyal urged startups to prioritize the needs of society and the country while adopting new ideas and innovation. Addressing the second edition of Vejalpur Startup Festival in Ahmedabad today, the minister emphasized the pivotal role of startups in achieving the vision of a developed India. Mr. Goyal highlighted a series of initiatives taken by the Narendra Modi government, such as Fund of Funds to support startups in the country. The Election Commission today said grassroots level meetings with political parties are underway at ERO, DEO and CEO levels. A total of 4,123 electoral registration officers, EROs, across the country are holding all-party meetings to resolve any pending polling booth level issues in their assembly constituencies. All 788 district election officers and 36 chief electoral officers of all 28 states and 8 UTs have also been directed to hold such meetings to resolve any pending issues. In the inaugural match of Indian Premier League, IPL T20, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. Put into bat first, KKR scored 174 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Ajinkya Rahane made highest 56 runs, while opener Sunil Narayane also contributed with 44 runs. For RCB, Krunal Pandya bagged 3 and Josh Hazlewood picked up 2 wickets. In reply, RCB overhauled the target in 17th, riding on 95-run opening partnership between Virat Kohli and Philip Salt. And with that, we end this news bulletin.